Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Vanderpump Villa has first-class luxury and world-class drama. Vanderpump Villa, a new reality show starring Lisa Vanderpump, just launched on Hulu. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside.
Meet the elite staff as they work, live, and play together 24/7 while dealing with rivalry, romance, and misadventures. As they try to provide once-in-a-lifetime experiences for their guests, the staff will need to meet Lisa's high standards. Not everyone has what it takes.
Watch new episodes of Vanderpump Villa every Monday, now on Hulu. Oh my God, guys, things are really happening on the Sexy Unique Patreon page. There are officially 671 patrons of this podcast, and I feel like my heart is going to explode with love for each and every one of you. You guys are the reason that this podcast exists. You're the reason that it's growing. You're the reason that I can make tons of content about my favorite show on television, Vanderpump Rules. And you're also the reason that I've been able to create another podcast called Babe with my BFF, Ryan O'Connell. You guys don't know how influential your patronage is, and I'm here to tell you that it's everything to me and that I deeply, deeply appreciate it. And there's a lot more exciting things to come that I'm excited to share with you. So thank you for being patrons of this podcast. It means so, so much to me. If you're wanting to get involved, you can go to my Patreon page at www.patreon.com/sexyuniquepodcast. And it is there that you will find everything you need to know to get involved and start supporting SUP. For as little as $1 an episode, you will have access to weekly bonus episodes featuring lol conversations between me and my guests. We riff on Vanderpump Rules. We talk about other reality shows, and sometimes we get into like just random conversations about anything we want, and it's a lot of fun, and it's a way for me to get to know my guests better and for you guys to get to know them better as well. There are other levels that you can come in on as a patron and various rewards for each of those levels, but for $1 an episode, you're in, and that's all it takes. So check it out, www.patreon.com/sexyuniquepodcast for more details. And now, without further ado, I give to you this week's episode of SUP. This is the Sexy Unique Podcast, an exploration of Vanderpump Rules. Ain't nobody got me feeling like I'm feeling you. And I'm your host, Lara Marie Shane Hall. Yeah. Everybody freeze, put your hands up. We ain't about to take it easy. I hope you cakes up. London with the beach, here we go so in. Come a girl with a friend, you'll be both in. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, I'm back with a friend of the pod, very special guest, Lawler, and writer on the upcoming TV show, Heathers. It's Carrie O'Donnell.
Hi.
Hi.
How's it going?
Thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me.
You've come on this podcast. This is your third time.
I'm like a triple threat right now.
Yeah, third time's the charm.
But I couldn't resist.
No.
And I get so excited every time I'm coming here. Mm-hmm. And I was walking, because we live really close. And
oh,
I was like walking down the street, just like, I'm almost there.
You felt like you were having a Vanderpump, it's all happening moment.
And this season is just electric. So yeah. I just need to talk about it constantly. Like,
same.
I feel like I've also been texting you, like almost live texting you the last, because it's just like, I need someone. Like, I watch it.
You need a support group.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I need to like
have the craziness qualified. That's like why this podcast even started in the first place.
It's like VR.
Mm-hmm.
Like in, you know, augmented reality.
Big Bear is like a VR experience.
Big Bear is Vanilla Sky Matrix. It's up. It's like San Junipero.
Sheena is.
She's in her San Junipero.
She is in living in a simulation. Sheena's living in a simulation where, like, it's all about Rob.
It's all about Rob.
Rob loves her, even though he doesn't say it.
That was, I think, probably the most frightening. One of the most frightening moments in television last night. I mean, we'll talk about it later.
Yeah,
but like,
no, their relationship is actually insane.
Yeah.
Like, how does
Sheena...
So
he's Amber Valletta, the model's brother.
Yeah.
Okay.
Which makes me feel weird. Like, I don't want to talk shit about him because, like, I've always imagined that Amber and I will one day, like,
I mean, what
friends.
Lies beneath?
Yeah.
She's cool.
She's also from Oklahoma.
Really?
I don't know if they're fully brother-sister. Maybe they're half.
They look alike.
They do look alike. She's hotter.
Yeah, but he's like, you could, I mean, he's hot.
He's hot.
But like.
But he's a dick. He's a fuckboy, right? He said in this episode, he was like, I almost got married. But like,
he almost got married to the princess of
Brunei? Who's like related to the sultan of Brunei, who's
like
hates gay people.
And I love Jax being like, the scam. Jax had some zingers. He had a journey last night.
He did.
I mean, he thwarted death in the first 7 minutes of the show. And do you love how he just was... You could tell he was actually scared because his voice was kind of quiet.
His voice cracked a little bit.
Help, please. You could help me now.
You can help me if you want.
You can help me if you want. What? Why couldn't he just say, help me?
He can't ask for help.
You could help me if you want. I'm going to leave it up to you. He would rather have
like,
sunk to the bottom of the lake than ask for help.
It was amazing. But we'll get into that. So let's start. This episode.
He was gonna What Lies Beneath, like, you know, at the end,
he
when she's underwater.
He was going to die.
Amber, the ghost of her, is like drifting. That was
Jax.
That was Jax at Big Bear.
Jax fully ambered.
Okay.
No wonder Rob was like.
I know. He was.
It
he
all
was
came
really
around
shaken.
Full circle.
Okay.
So we open up with Sheena in bed in her bra with Rob, and she's just like so smug.
Horse voice.
She also, like, the simulation for Sheena begins.
Yeah.
Like, Sheena is fully.
She sees the green numbers.
In a fictitious world.
Yeah. She's living in a world where it's like, wow, like, I've had this house in my name for 20 years. Like, this is part, you know, this is in the family.
She's like, we're Airbnb-ing it.
Yeah. Like, she's, you know, the pillow talk they're having, Rob is like, could not be farther away from her on the bed, first of all.
No.
And she's, you know, trying to talk about James Kennedy and everything. But and then he gets up and there's this cringe moment when she keeps going, oh, you're so sexy. Oh, you look so handsome. And he's like, where's the fucking cat or whatever, right?
That was at the end.
Oh, the end.
He's like,
no, but there was
dog?
Another moment, another where he gets up and he's like trying to get away, right? And
yeah.
She's like, you're so sexy. And
she's like, she goes, you were snoring last night?
Yeah.
And he goes, I don't snore.
Yeah.
I'm a heavy sleeper. And she's like, yeah.
Yeah. Scrambling.
Yeah, that's when like the simulation it kind of like pixelates
and she's like, oh yeah, now. And then it's like when Trinity like downloads how to fly a helicopter and her eyes close for a second and it looks like she's like blinking.
Yeah.
And then she's like, okay, you're right, you didn't snore.
And then
the
simulation goes back to normal.
You've never snored in your life. You're
and he's
just
like
a heavy sleeper.
Thank
and
you
he's like, thank you so much.
And Lala's drinking a cocktail at 9:15 a.m.
I mean,
which feels right,
feels
but
very
I'm also
right.
Like, I've never in my life
I mean,
maybe
I have.
Maybe once in my life. Maybe a couple times.
Maybe many times.
Maybe I'm drunk right now.
No, but it was messy, but for her, I think she's not as messy as
the others, though, when she drinks. Like, it's all kind of...
She's like a bottomless pit.
Yeah.
But she, I think, genuinely had a traumatic night.
She did, and she's also younger than everyone else, I feel like. So it's like, she still has that bounce back capacity. Yeah, she's like 23, 24, 25, okay. Somewhere in that mix. But like, I always imagine like the hangover smell that's happening like the day after.
I was watching with my boyfriend and I said,
this cabin.
I can like, it's wafting.
Yeah, it's like fresh air. It's fresher air than their like LA apartments.
Yeah.
Because it's like up in Big Bear.
Yeah.
But then there's just like, I imagine like a sticky sheen of like,
it's like frat.
Mixers. Yeah.
Yeah.
And
it's like
cups
jungle
everywhere.
Juice.
And then
cigarettes.
Like a kind of sweat, musty. Uh-huh.
Just like the hum of flies off screen.
Yeah.
Like in the movie Cabin Fever. Mm-hmm. I kept expecting it to get like,
like a full on Cabin
like
Fever
Eli Roth.
Moment.
But you hear like a dead animal, like flies swarming around. Like that would be great if like there were transition shots of just dead animals in the woods with mm-hmm. like flies. Like every time they did a transition in Big Bear.
Just another like roadkill.
Yeah, just like.
That would be rot, like the Cabin
blighted,
Fever version.
Yeah, like a blighted crop field.
I mean, the verdict's still out on Raquel. She might have cabin fever. Like, she looks positively unwell in these last two episodes. I'm like...
She has full-on eye dilation.
Yeah, her pupils are dilated. I'm like, she has a brain tumor that has gone undiagnosed for her entire life. She's... Like everyone else knows how to like put on makeup or at least like try and beat their hangover face. And Raquel, like, she used to do it, and then now Raquel's not playing ball anymore.
No, she kind of the past two episodes, she kind of like made herself slightly known, or she kind of grounded herself on earth a little.
Yeah. Well, she's like having more scenes that involve her talking, but it's interesting to me that. If she knows she's going to be filming these scenes, you would think that she would like beat her face a little bit. Just a little. I'm not saying you have to be like glamorous, but like she looks sick compared to these other.
Like Lala doesn't wear makeup a lot and she still looks
fresh.
She's beautiful.
Yeah. And Raquel's young too. So I don't understand why she's looking like a crypt keeper.
Oh my God. I'm personally more concerned about her eyes.
Yeah.
She's like full on Emily Rosing. Like, you know,
possessed.
Like, you know, when Emily in that movie with Jennifer Carpenter is like, you know, and she full on like has the black eyes and like it's a Bug's Life.
Yeah.
You know,
Raquel is like, I'm not clear if she knows what she's doing or like what's going on.
No.
Like she kind of wakes up. It's like 50 First Dates where she wakes up every day and like someone is like,
they have to tell
her. Like, where am I? Yeah. And then James is like, you're in Big Bear, mate, with DJ James Kennedy.
Yeah, he sets her room up every morning. So it's the same as it was like the previous.
Yeah.
The day that before she lost her memory.
Yeah.
You know? So
that's why she doesn't get that mad, because she doesn't ever remember what she was mad about the day before. So she thinks every day she's just having like a light combo with James being like, why are you so flirty?
Yeah. That, I mean,
that makes the most sense.
I think it does, but she can barely formulate like
she can't speak a
sentence.
No.
She has no like a declarative statement is very I get it. You know, it's a tall order with these people, but like
We're asking a lot of her. But also we're not. Like, I would think, and this memory loss thing makes sense too, because like, if I was on a reality show.
Aphasia?
Is that what it's called?
Aphasia, face blindness.
Amnesia.
I think aphasia is face blindness.
Oh yeah, but amnesia is Raquel's journey.
I thought it was like short-term memory is like something different from amnesia.
Oh, maybe.
Whatever.
But like, if I was on a reality show, I would have a hard time with having to like get dressed up all the time or like looking camera ready, and I'd probably go into some stuff being like, I don't care.
Right.
But I would look at a monitor eventually, and then I would be like, fuck, I don't want to look like this on TV, and then I would like eventually start to care.
Right.
And Raquel just doesn't.
Maybe she will.
But she started out, it's just, I'm worried about her. I'm really worried because she's a beauty queen and I'm like, what's going on? Like, are you okay? Yeah, she's like Miss Sonoma.
Oh, she is.
Yeah.
Oh, like Northern California?
Yeah, she's like a
beauty
queen.
She's a sweet girl.
Yeah, she's a sweetie.
From like the rolling hills of wine country.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well.
But things are happening behind those dead eyes.
Yeah. She's putting it together. I really believe that she and James and especially Logan, it's like a poor man's Talented Mr. Ripley.
Yeah.
Like she's kind of Gwyneth.
Mm-hmm. She's kind of Gwyneth, and it's also like The Savages, where she's kind of like Blake Lively.
Oh my God. That movie.
Yeah.
What a weird gay movie. A
random movie that was like at once very gay, but also not
at all gay.
Yeah.
Wow.
What do you make of James, Lala, and Raquel all showering together?
I mean,
that's like a more than just like being drunk.
No. I mean, I think I brought it up before in a previous episode, the Rat King thing. Mm-hmm. It's like they truly thrive off each other. Like they need, these people cannot be alone for mm-hmm. 1 second, even in the shower.
Mm-hmm.
I get showering with a sig other.
I think
the
that
Lala
like,
thing is like, it's strange. And I also just don't think James likes women.
The last time I took a shower with people in my bathing suit or just like in my bathing suit bottoms, I was drunk and on ecstasy. So
yeah,
I feel
right.
like, yeah.
Yeah. Like,
cause like when you're just drunk, I've never been moved to take like a shower.
No,
with
I mean, I've had like, I've like co-ed, like stepped in like bathtubs, like while on drugs with mm-hmm. friends, just to like put our feet in.
Yeah.
Like, not like,
yeah.
Full on showering. And yeah.
Yeah.
So, you know what I mean?
Yeah. It's suspect.
But I'm baffled by Lala, that conversation she and James had in the jacuzzi
mm-hmm.
about
how he's like in love with yeah. her.
I mean that, and Lala was basically like kind of fucking over Raquel a little bit.
And also
she was like, I'm not going to stop flirting with you, but like my
yeah.
man, like it's, you know, it will never come between me and my man, but I'm not going to stop it's like, okay. So did you actually listen to Raquel? Her one statement that actually made sense is like, I feel weird mm-hmm. about you.
And she's like, well, you don't boyfriend. Have anything to worry about. So I guess you just have to stop feeling weird about
yeah.
it.
So, and then, you know, so poor Raquel again.
But also it's like, if that's the way their relationship is going to be and Raquel doesn't like it, she can dump James. Like
I don't know why she's with him.
I think she's just like,
She wants
maybe to be on camera on a reality show.
Yeah. She's in college, right? What,
yeah.
Where is she? Like,
I don't know.
A Claremont school?
Maybe Santa Barbara.
Santa Barbara?
Yeah.
Okay. So she's like living a life
trying to get an education, which is wild to
yeah,
think about.
It is. But she doesn't need to. I don't understand that either. It's like, why are you doing this to yourself?
Yeah.
But there has to be, which makes me not like, I don't pity her that much.
No.
And it makes me think that she has, there's some other dark. There's a darkness to her that we're not aware of fully yet, that why she's on the show.
Yeah. And it's like, you know, anyone, like, it's like Britney. Like, I was feeling bad for her for a while, but now I just don't give a shit.
No way.
And I'm like, you knew what you were getting into the yeah. moment that you started dating this person.
Right.
Like, James Kennedy has been on Vanderpump Rules now for like 3 years or something, like long before he and Raquel got together.
47 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
50, since the dawn of
time.
Time
loop.
Yeah.
It feels
the
like
Big
the show
Bang
has been
happened
on.
And Vanderpump Rules was created.
It feels like the show has been on since like 2002.
Yeah. I don't even
remember what
my life was like before Vanderpump Rules
I don't either.
Premiered.
Or just Bravo in general.
Yeah. Like, I don't know what I was even doing.
No. But you're right. It's like, why is she clearly has a semblance of like, this is not a normal guy.
She's like slowly putting it together, but takes a long time for the wheels to turn. So
that, and because of that, I don't feel bad for her.
Yeah, I don't.
She grew up in reality TV. Like mm-hmm. she's, you know what I mean? Like that's all her, because she's young, like
she's
6 years younger than me.
Yeah. So she knows the score. Yeah.
Side note, I also watched a few episodes of Brittany and Jax in Kentucky finally.
Oh my God.
Like
just a few.
I mean, I watched.
Did you watch the final
yeah.
episode? Okay, yeah. That's when it gets actually like
wow.
beyond.
Wow.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
To imagine after that, then going through this thing that they've gone through this season.
Yeah.
Is insane.
Like they're dedicating a fucking gazebo to her like pawpaw.
Dead pawpaw.
Who passed away.
Yeah.
And Jax is just like, whatever. This is your thing, not mine.
Yeah.
It's like
pouting, sitting on the ground.
Yeah.
Sassing everyone, being so disrespectful to her family.
And her mom like loves him and then they all
and
blame Brittany.
They all blame Brittany. And Brittany's like, why are you like this? Why is this
and
happening?
Her sister.
Her And like everything is like, you think you reach peak darkness
no.
and then you start season six of Vanderpump Rules and it just like explodes. It's like a volcano of darkness.
Yeah. It's like.
And now we're all just pretending like that none of that happened.
No.
And Britney's like trying to like control the situation.
What was the reaction to that show? Was there like a big.
Like, no one cared really about that it? Show. No. I don't think so. I think that's why it was cut down to like six episodes and then like thrown away.
I mean, throw that into the pit of hell and forget about it.
It was like a bad show.
It wasn't even like that it was bad. It was just like it was painful.
Yeah.
Like it was something it was like an abomination that we should not see. It was like a lot of Vanderpump Rules is like, I don't need to be seeing this, but I will anyway. But mm-hmm. that show was like pure, I don't need to be seeing.
Yeah, no one needed.
Being mean to kind of emotionally abusive to his girlfriend.
Yeah, you realize that he's like financially abusive, like emotionally abusive, and like that they have like a really bad relationship.
It's
and you don't walk away from that. Even there's like minimal lulls involved.
No lulls.
And even in Vanderpump Rules, like it can be edited like it's a comedy and you can find the funny in all the shit that they do. Just,
I think even Bravo was like, what have we created?
Yeah, it was weird.
Yeah.
Everyone was weirded out about it. And like, now we're all pretending it didn't happen. But
there was like a sickly tint to everything in the show, like mm-hmm. Kentucky, like early fall, like the harvest was coming. Like the sun was always amber. I'm sorry, but like it was, and
it takes place on like a gay graveyard where Sherry is like buried.
A gay cemetery. It's like Pet Cemetery.
It's like Poltergeist.
It's a gay graveyard, and the grandma where they're haunted by Papa.
Yeah,
and the grandma and mother just blame Britney for
everything.
Mm-hmm.
It was really bad. Jax. His whole like workout journey / like faux suicide in this episode was.
I mean, his midlife crisis is pretty. It's compelling.
It's compelling, but it's also like, okay, you went for a run, you ran up the street and then back down, and you were like, I can't breathe.
Yeah.
So then you decided to like do some push-ups,
right.
And then you decided to go swim, like. Yeah. I'm not buying it.
No.
I think that he's like totally trying to manipulate us. I'm also like, you're not really like dying out there. Like but you're still swimming.
Cry for help. It was a cry for help.
And
I loved how no one
flinched. No one cared.
No one flinched.
Jax came back in the house and he was like, well, I almost died out there. And then everyone's just like looking at their phones.
Ariana's
like
scrambling an omelet. Like,
yeah.
The fuck is this guy? You know? And
yeah.
Britney was
silent.
Like, oh, okay. Like, Britney was laughing. Britney wanted him to die.
Yeah. Britney did want him to die. It's the only way she could get out of that relationship. Cause you know she's not going to break up with him.
She can't.
She can't.
It can either be death or like alien abduction.
Do you think that she's pregnant? Because did you see, like, scenes from next week's episode where she's, like, in Vegas?
No, they always do that, though. Don't they always on, like, reality? Like, remember when they were, like, Kim Richards is pregnant on, like, Beverly Hills?
I don't remember that.
Like, season two? Like, they always, like...
She's, like, 50 years old.
They, like, tease that shit. And then you're, like, oh, my God, she's definitely pregnant. And then it's not at all.
What I love about the pregnancy, like, storyline the most is that she would carry around a used pregnancy test in her purse, which is the most Vanderpump Rules move maybe of all time.
Horrifying.
To piss on something and then be like, I'm gonna put this in my purse. And I'm gonna bring it out. I'm gonna talk about Jack. I'm gonna talk about how I'm getting sick. And then I'm gonna show him. It's a skill.
That's a very, like, VP move. Very staff move to just have, like,
to put your used just not even in like a plastic bag, just like thrown
just, like,
into the
in
purse.
Your whatever kind of handbag she has. What do you think she has? Like a
Michael Kors.
Yeah. I don't think she's pregnant. I mean,
I would live if she was pregnant, but how would she be hiding it for this long? She's not, because we've all seen her like on Instagram.
Yeah, I think.
Have we? I don't even know. Now I'm like,
I saw an Instagram ad. They did like a story where they were advertising like teeth whitening.
Toothpaste.
Yeah, that was, and he was just
were they
like,
read off the.
Yeah.
Just, he's like, if you follow us on Instagram, then you can have a trial period of the toothpaste.
Yeah.
He's like,
you can do it too. I feel like Britney someday, I think her future is she's going to be a host on like a Jim Baker like religious show mm-hmm. that's like filmed in Missouri or Kentucky one day. You know, those like on the religious channels.
Mm-hmm.
And she's just going to be like
Sunday morning worship.
The pastor's wife.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to be talking about like doomsday macaroni prep.
Yeah.
About like the coming, you know, book of Revelation.
If Britney's pregnant, that would be great. But I also am TBD.
We cannot afford to bring...
Can you imagine getting pregnant or like getting pregnant and then telling your boyfriend who's been like so abusive to you in Vegas, like on a fun Vegas trip, being like at the club and then being like, by the way.
But that's, if you think about it, it's kind of the perfect revenge.
Yeah, it is.
She could not wait.
And that would be the best... Like, that's, like, her next move. Like, if she's not going to break up with him, like, he's already pulled.
Child support.
He's done every single thing you can possibly do to destroy this relationship, and she's not going to break up with him.
She won't. A child is the only rational option. And with that, she can hold it over him for the rest of his life.
Forever.
It's kind of karma. It's
brilliant.
I don't pity Britney that much. I mean, I feel, I don't want to, I don't like seeing her being like.
I no longer feel any sort of bad emotion for her. I'm actually just like, you're scary.
But now I'm kind of just like, own it, own the toxicity if you're going to really do this.
Yeah.
And like, you know, pull a move like that and like, I'll have more respect for you.
Yeah. Give me a power move. You know?
A power move.
Even
if it's not the babe, something.
Just something. Something. I need something more than just being like, you're not clear
hail.
To say that. Rotten hail.
I love also the flashback he had when his life. I mean, amazing. Amazing. Also, and I love that they made sure to include that moment where Britney goes, rotten hail.
Rotten hail.
She always says rotten hail.
Yeah. She loves a rotten hail.
Pause. Rotten hail. I hate you.
I hate you.
This changes everything. This changes what? What
the fuck? Rotten hail.
Rotten hail. Fuck you. I hate you.
Sheena can't stop talking about Rob, and Jax is over it.
Jax, like, you know what? He saw death. Like, he went into oblivion, and he's not. He has no time for this shit. And I kind of loved him just calling Sheena out.
Like, I love it too. Like, he. For as like awful as Jax is, he is perceptive to a lot, especially to everything that goes on with Sheena and her relationships.
I feel like it shouldn't, but it shocks me when he says something like that. When I'm like, oh wait, he gets it.
Yeah, like the thing about Jax is like he's tuned in to everything that's going on, but pretends like he's not.
Yeah.
So that you just don't.
Well, that's why I feel like his anxiety is. His like existential anxiety is actually true and real, because I think he's withholding a lot and like brewing like angst inside him.
Yeah,
he's like a kiln of like Axe deodorant, Axe spray, and like
an Axe glaze and, like, over steak. A ceramic.
But yeah, his calling out Sheena was kind of amazing.
Yeah, and
she is. What is her problem?
She just. Is living in the
simulation, and also
she's living in a simulation of just denial, and like it's like she's wearing blinders, and I mean you would think that someone or something would like snap her out of it, and
no.
She'd just be like, oh my god, like I'm being fucking crazy,
yeah.
And like, but she just doubles down, and
she doubles down.
She's I think really also afraid of saying I was wrong.
Mm-hmm.
She never has. Ever admitted that she was wrong?
No,
something. Even in like the divorce with Shay, like when
also she continues. Sorry to interrupt you. She continues to throw him under the boat.
Yeah,
over the lake boat.
Over the lake boat. Yeah, she's like, I can imagine Shay is probably watching every episode of Vanderpump Rules
and
has to see her be like, well, I'm finally with a real man.
Real man. Also, Shay was struggling with addiction.
Yeah,
and you kind of didn't. You
were
hung like
him out to dry.
You were like, whatever. Like, she didn't want to hear. It's like, he was in, I mean, I don't know what's like to be in that relationship, you know, obviously. So, like, whatever she went through, I, like, understand, but.
But also, it's like, I just don't know where Sheena, like, how she will ever find what it is she's looking for.
No.
If she has, like, no ability to just, like, face reality.
Face reality and say, you know what, maybe I'm not correct.
Yeah.
In this.
Maybe I'm a little insane.
Yeah. Which is fine.
Which is great. We've all been there.
We've all been. But yeah, the boat, like, just the. And then when was this when they let them off the boat and then the boys went out?
Oh, no. That was later.
That was later.
Yeah. Like.
She's just constantly talking about Rob and just sort of. Like, what were some of the.
She has, like, she had this like weird water bottle that I really liked when she like went out from the cabin to like check on Rob, and it was like a Tervis branded with her with a big S on it.
Oh my god.
And I was like, this is so Sheena. Like, she packed it from LA and brought it with her, and I respected that move.
Yeah.
And it had like a place where you could put like lemons and limes in the middle to like kind of flavor your water.
Yeah, she's a good server.
She's trying to just stay hydrated.
Yeah, and hired.
We cut to Katie bragging about Tom Schwartz being a businessman and saying that she never thought that this would happen, but maybe that businessman is the role he was born to play.
Yeah. I mean,
I'm like,
this,
he paid $25,000 to be in a business like where he didn't like get paid to have his name licensed for. He's not a businessman.
Yeah, I'm kind of like, I don't ever need to see like the Bubbo Den ever again. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't like when we focus on their it darks me out in a way that like I can't like, I wish that was not even a part of the episode last night, because they just freak me out so much, the two of them.
Yeah, they freak me out. I mean, they're really committed. I think Katie's committed to just like the bullshit of that relationship, and in such a way that it's like, okay, she achieved marriage, so that's it, and then everything's fine for her. Like, she, I don't think she really cares if he cheats on her or anything, and I think the fact that he cheats on her kills him inside.
Yeah,
but he won't stop.
He won't.
So then you have these weird moments like their anniversary dinner where like the mariachi band plays and he's like weeping, and I think that that's just like his get out moment where he's like crying from, like, because I think these moments play through in his head and he realizes like he cheats on her probably all the time.
I know, and I'm liking Katie. I know she's on like a redemption tour this season, but I'm like, I like her.
Yeah,
and
I'm not mad at her. I'm very neutral towards her.
I'm neutral too, but that whole mariachi thing at El Coyote, which
I'm this restaurant fucking sucks.
Isn't that like right down the street?
It's right down the street from here. It's bad.
Yeah.
It's like bad Mexican food.
Yeah. She's like, I'll have the tortilla soup.
They're like, any place that you, any like Mexican restaurant that has like jalapeno poppers on the menu, you should be a little bit like suspect.
Mm. And she was like, you know, he's kind of an asshole to me a lot, but you know what? It's like, that's a red flag.
Yeah. Like, you know? None of this, what you're saying is okay.
And it's not okay.
Like, it's crazy that you're now normalizing your entire relationship dynamic and like glossing over the fact that he's like blatantly cheating on you with other women, like calling them Bubba, and like it's not even like he went on a trip somewhere and then like something happened.
Right.
It's like you went on a trip and he went out in LA and like fucked this girl. Like, I don't think that he just made out with someone. Like, no, who is just like making out these days?
No, I mean, I wouldn't be surprised.
With
him specifically. I feel like there's something. But I agree with you. It was definitely more. And it's also like, not only is he like a philanderer, like he's also just in complete arrested, like suspended animation emotionally.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? And he has, I don't know if he's ever worked a day in his life.
What's crazy
other
to
than the
me,
show.
Yeah. What's crazy to me too, which is like anyone listening or watching Vanderpump Rules, like, should allow this like moment that Katie spoke of to just like inform their entire lives and just know that like literally anything can happen, like anything unexpected can happen. So when she's like, 8 or 9 years ago when I started working at Sir, I never thought that it would like bring me to you and like bring me to this show, and then like here we are,
and then business, and
you're a businessman
also
and bring you to Lisa and your business.
When he says, I cannot believe that I'll be working with, you know what I mean? He's like, God, I just can't believe it. I'm going to be working with Lisa. It's like, okay, I like Lisa, but like, I respect her and I think she's definitely business savvy, but like, what?
Yeah. Like, you're not working with her. Like,
no.
You're being paid to be on this reality show, and your role is like, you're working for Lisa by paying her $25,000.
Right.
And like, not showing up to your meetings is a lol. Like,
but they exalt her to this level that she's, it's like, it's so telling of this like insular.
Yeah. And she's become kind of like, The whole relationship and like Katie's chill factor in it now also, I think, comes from her outsourcing Lisa as like kind of the iron fist, so that if Schwartz fucks up, like he doesn't have to answer to Katie anymore. He has to answer to Lisa.
Yeah, they're in a weird kind of emotional throuple.
Yeah. And like Lisa is the one who like she has him on a tight leash.
Yeah. And then when Katie was like, Donald Trump. No, but she was like, Tom wants to fuck Lisa.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, you know, like, I think she kind of weirdly is into it.
Yeah, she loves it.
And I think Lisa, I don't think it's like a sexual thing with Lisa and her, but there's like a weird, like, I don't know.
Yeah, it's just like twisted.
It feels like a weird French, like, new wave.
Like they're all like running on a bridge together. Yeah.
Yeah, like what's happening? But yeah, the whole business thing, and then, I don't know, the mariachi thing really freaked me out.
Yeah, I was like, this is like a Mexican restaurant where a lot of Mexican restaurants in LA especially have a band just in the restaurant.
And she's like, oh my God,
you got this for me?
It's like they're at Epcot or something, you know?
Yeah.
And then he pulls out, you know, I'm going to Snapchat my bubble. What does he call her?
My Bubba Rooski. Get the fuck out of here.
That's also a guilt move, what he was doing with this.
Like documented on social media so he looks good.
Yeah.
Like, also, no
one was with my Bubba Rooski, who I love and am devoted. You know, it's like
no one was in that restaurant.
No, they cleared it out.
They cleared the whole place out, and then they conducted this like romantic scene in an otherwise silent restaurant.
Yeah, with tortilla soup and jalapeno poppers. I kept hearing poppers, and I was like, wait, what? And then I realized what
you're like, Amsterdam Rush. Yeah.
Whippets.
They would do whippets for sure.
Yeah.
Billy Lee teaches everyone about her vagina that was crafted in Thailand.
I'm into it too. I liked her kind of illuminating that experience, that like it's, because I've heard about that. Mm-hmm. And I think that was really cool to kind of.
Did you listen to her on Stassi's podcast?
Yeah.
Oh, you did? Mm-hmm. I didn't listen to that episode.
Bit. Oh, no, not the whole thing. Just from the show.
Okay.
No, I haven't heard the full thing yet.
Oh, but yeah.
No, I think it was cool. And I think this show, for all their shit, they do genuinely support the LGBT community.
You think?
Okay.
I'm just like having flashbacks of James.
Kristen Doty does, I think.
Kristen Doty. But then there was that whole thing with her and Brittany and Kentucky Muffin.
You're right.
I feel like it's like, I'm excited for Billy Lee to bring like awareness to that, but at the same time, there's something very like sensationalized about, and obviously like it's her body, and it's like she is free to speak of her body and her like medical stuff as she pleases.
But Lisa's reaction was kind of,
but
like,
it's also like, ooh, it's for like, I don't know, shock. Something it's about little, it. Yeah, feels you're right. It's a little bit.
Like, it's almost like a. It's not a big. It's like not. I mean, it's, we should know about these things, but
yeah,
they're making it seem like it's like this, like, what, you know, it's,
yeah,
and it I guess it's, I mean, it's cool that they're having a moment for that on the show, but
yeah,
I think you're right.
I like the visibility aspect.
Yeah,
of it.
I guess I was being a little,
you're being gracious, sarcastic,
a little too nice.
You're like, I think that they really love and support the LGBTQ community.
Lisa,
they do to some extent, but then they don't in a way.
And you know, the whole James and Logan thing, there's like a weird homophobia there and with all the guys. And but yeah, even Lisa, I feel like it's like a little for show.
Yeah.
And it's always gay pride.
Mm-hmm.
It's literally, I think, because they always film in the summer, but it's always, I feel like every
gay pride, and that can always also bring it back to her restaurants.
Yeah. Like the gay pride episode this season was harrowing.
Yeah.
And I loved it, but I was also like, it's the longest day.
It's the longest day.
And she always finds other gay prides. Like, she found Long Beach, remember? Yeah.
I've never attended gay pride in West Hollywood, actually.
I did this year.
Did you? Was it fun?
Or last year. Yeah, it was cool. I just did the resistance march.
Oh, okay.
Because it was, but I didn't, I had to leave early because I was getting, like, triggered a little, like.
Oh, yeah.
Substance-wise. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, it was cool. But, I mean, I've done it in New York. But, yeah, it was extreme here. It was, like, real.
It's a lot. I've done like an aftermath of gay pride where I was like dated a woman for like a hot second, and then it was like after we walked in the street like holding hands, and I felt like this was my real like pride moment.
Yeah, this is me.
I was like, God, this is what it's like now that I'm a lesbian. Interesting. I feel
wait,
so
what was
proud.
That?
This was like 3 or 4 years ago, probably.
Oh.
It was a very short-lived relationship.
That's cool.
Yeah, we're still friends.
It's cool to have that moment, though. Like, you had a moment where you were like...
It was a cool moment.
I'm, you know, I feel connected to this community.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, there's a part of you, maybe, you know, part of that.
And so much pride.
You did it.
LGBT pride.
I feel like it's hard not to have pride even if you're completely not gay.
Yeah.
Or LGBT, mm-hmm. you know? But, yeah, but I like the Billie Lee. I mean, I like her. I'm kind of... I like her so much that I'm like, why are you aspiring to these people?
I know. It's like, why are you going down this road?
She seems a lot more interesting than all these people.
But maybe this is the best option for her right now.
That's true.
She also has standards. You know what I mean? Like, she's the hostess. She's not going to lower herself down to like folding the silverware to help Katie out.
She's the chic
which
hostess.
I loved. She was like, I was going to help you, but it's just a lot for me. And then Katie, which the irony of like, you're in your sixth season of like a hit reality show
and
you're still taking shifts and folding all that silverware is like,
no, I like Billie being like, absolutely not. I'm on camera. I'm looking, I'm looking fierce. You know, I'm at the hostess stand.
She's never qualified.
I'm not folding a fucking napkin. Yeah. Maybe she's not. I mean, maybe she's never even folded napkins, but she was definitely overqualified for those people.
She drew a line in the sand and refused to cross it.
But I agree with you. I think it's a little. I think Lisa's like reaction was a little, for me, a little troubling. And Stassi and her were just kind of like,
I just don't. Here's what I don't like about the like vagina talk as like a topic is that I don't like any sort of narrative that's like, I don't like any sort of talk about like there being ugly vaginas versus like pretty vaginas,
right?
And I think that that's like such a thing in our culture now, to be like, labiaplastia, is your vagina like small, like blah blah blah. But it's like, vaginas come in all different shapes and sizes, and there's not like one that's
don't
just
vagina
like,
shame.
Yeah, no vagina shame. And I'm over it. And like, I think that it's like a really, I think it's a bad deal to perpetuate that, because I've known people that have been like
self-conscious
had so
about
much
it.
Anxiety and self-consciousness about it. And I'm like, truly, like, that is such an in your head. And it's like society driven more than anything else.
And it's literally like, for a woman, you know, I mean, I don't know obviously what it's, but like, it's so internal. And like, that's to be, feel bad about that.
To feel bad about that is like, it's torturous, I'm sure. And like,
it's disgusting. It happens on, I feel like on Bravo, weren't there some housewives who wanted to get the
rejuvenation and stuff? I mean, I know Brandi Glanville like talked about it in her book, but that was like, because there's rejuvenation, like or a tightening, and then there's also like labiaplasty where you can like surgically remove like the lips if you want. But it's like, I just always thought that that's like a crazy, I just think that it's not worth your time to like worry about. I've never heard anyone complain about anyone else's vagina being like
ugly.
Yeah. Like, I think anyone that's experiencing a vagina is happy to be there.
Exactly.
And like, I just like, I hate perpetuating that lie that there's like one type of perfect pussy.
Perfect pussy.
Yeah.
A great band too. No, I agree with you. I think it was kind of a weird moment.
Yeah. It's just not that funny to me. No. There are funnier jokes to make.
Yeah.
But
funnier lols.
Funnier lols can be had.
Yeah.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Have you ever experienced a dry, itchy scalp? Or ever wondered why your color isn't lasting as long as your hairdresser promised? Well, unfiltered, mineral-filled water could be the reason why. Did you know hard water is a leading cause of damaged hair and dry, irritated skin? And that about 85% of the United States uses hard water filled with dissolved minerals and added chlorine? That's where Canopy's new filtered shower head comes in. Canopy, known for their beauty hacks and reimagined humidifier, has revolutionized the filtered showerhead. Dermatologists recommended this unique three-stage filtration system greatly reduces contaminants and odors in your shower water, leaving you with healthy hair and glowing skin. Best of all, the Canopy filtered showerhead is hassle-free. Installation is a breeze, and its unique quick-release filter replacement feature allows for seamless filter replacement, unlike any others on the market. Go to getcanopy.co to save $25 on your Canopy filtered showerhead purchase today with Canopy's hassle-free filter subscription. Even better, our listeners can use the code SEXYUNIQUE at checkout to save an additional 10% off their Canopy purchase. Hurry, your hair and skin will thank you.
Brittany.
Also, can I just also say that Sir looks so good during the day? When it's empty. What
well,
do they
post
do?
Makeover. Okay, wait. So,
but at night, it's like, I mean, I guess it's all awash in like lavender light and stuff.
Yeah, it's like a lot of like purple light shining it looks, everywhere. In the daytime, it looks like airy and brisk.
Right. Which makes me think they film at a different location.
What if they have like a fake, or like Kris Jenner uses like a fake exterior for her house on the Kardashians?
They all do.
Yeah. So smart.
So iconic. But I think, I feel like they film, because Sir is not that nice.
They film it on a soundstage.
Yeah. They it's like the moon land. No, I'm just kidding.
Well, I have, okay, so I have a theory about Lisa Vanderpump, which
not being
is.
British?
No. But I would love to hear that. I have a theory about her being like using that fire. Like, she started that fire.
Oh my God.
I think that she like, had someone start a fire so that she could use the insurance money to give Sir a facelift.
I mean,
this is like, I'm trying to like get people on board with this theory. Not a lot of people have like reached out to me to like.
Well, the first time I was on your cast, you told me that
about the fires.
Yeah,
there's been three fires.
I was shocked.
Yeah.
And then when I saw that it was happening, I thought about you telling me that, and I was like, that's weird.
Come on. I'm like True Detective season 3 trying to find like a partner so we can investigate, but like no one seems to care about these Sir fires.
I'll investigate.
Okay, cool.
I mean, I told you I used to like listen to those transistor radios with my grandfather about like fire. Like I like that shit.
I mean, I just think that it's interesting.
Do
restaurants catch on fire? Like, often?
Those, I mean, if any restaurant is going to catch on fire,
it would always
be
Sir Villa
Blanca.
Yeah.
By the way, I've been to Villa Blanca. Have I been there twice now? No, I've been there. I went there. I told you that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Did I tell you that the last time?
Maybe.
No.
No.
I
went there. After.
I went months after.
For lunch?
My best friend was visiting and we got a quick drink and bite to eat there.
Uh-huh.
No.
No. If Villa Blanca is not the one.
No.
Absolutely
the chairs...
Not.
It's like a hospital, like
it's awful.
Silver hospital, like cafeteria chairs. No,
it's a bad place. The food is bad. When I was there the last time, I had rosé, but all the rosé had gone bad. It was like fermented, like kombucha.
What?
There was like a mother floating in the rosé.
Oh my God. Also, no one was there. It was a Sunday at like 1 p.m. No one was there, and they sat us outside, but. No one was sitting outside. They had a huge space wraparound. They sat me and my friend, and then the four other people that were there, like two separate couples. Mm-hmm. They sat us all in the very end, like together. So all my shoulder blade was like grazing
theirs, and you could hear each other's like conversations.
And, like, you could hear their clinking, but there were. It was like, who are these seats for?
Yeah,
it was like it kind of felt like how you know those documentaries about North Korea. How they like have the. Hotels with like the huge ballrooms and just like set up they have it all set up for,
but no one ever uses it.
No, it kind of felt like that's how I got the sense that that's how it felt.
She must take that must be such a loss that she's taking on that restaurant, Because I think they've been trying to sell it for a really long time, yeah. And there are no buyers.
She has some weird pride with that restaurant.
No, but I think it's been like listed at for sale.
Really?
Like that spot.
Well, and that
I don't
whole...
know if she leases it. I don't know what the business part of that is, but the food's gone down. Like, it's all bad. Maybe she doesn't even really necessarily manage it anymore.
She might not. I mean, that whole street is Bravo Alley.
Yeah.
It's Kyle by Aileen,
oh,
too.
Oh, yeah.
300 feet away.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
So, that's a weird area of Beverly Hills.
It's a really weird area of Beverly Hills.
I mean, Beverly Hills is weird.
It's
general.
Bizarre. It's like great, but also very
like the downtown
bizarre.
Area.
Yeah.
It's like strange to me.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, sorry.
We digress.
But yeah, I think that she could maybe be. She did start the fire.
I think so.
For insurance,
I think it's worth
money. And then
for the new chair cover, like the things she replaced were things
oh,
that
the
really
chandelier.
Needed. Yeah. And then now the chandelier.
Oh, would you look at that? It's like, what is her taste?
It's terrible. It's like literally like Z Gallery Pier 1. She's like, I love this.
Oh, would you look
darling.
At the light? The light glimmers. It's like, that is like not cute.
Mm-mm. Nothing is cute.
But I'm telling you, the restaurant looks...
You're loving, sir. You think that it's beautiful in there.
No, but I don't even think it's that beautiful. It's just... I've been to Sir a few times now, and granted at night when it was like the mood was set, but it is not that night. Like, it is not... That is nice for what it is in the daytime.
Yeah.
But it's... I'm not saying it's nice.
Yeah.
I'm
You're burying yourself.
I'm burying myself.
You're burying yourself. You love Sir. It's your favorite restaurant. I get it.
I just feel like she films it on a soundstage, because that's not... That is...
That's not the Sir you know.
That's not the Sir I know.
No, Sir.
No. Oh, I have to tell you the story.
What?
About Ariana.
Oh, you ran into her.
Oh my God, I'm so sorry I didn't bring this. I'm sorry.
No, tell me.
We're sidetracking.
Tell me.
Okay, this was New Year's Day.
Uh-huh.
I'm leaving dinner with my boyfriend and his friend.
Mm-hmm.
And we were walking behind Sir to get to the
in the alley.
Yeah, to get to the library parking garage.
Mm-hmm.
And there were these weird, there was just like a bunch of balloons just hovering. And it was very it, like
yeah.
very Pennywise.
Yeah.
And my boyfriend was kind of like, oh, I want those, like jokingly. And then I was like, I'll go get them for you. So I had to like jump up to like try to reach them.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden, I didn't even realize there was a Range Rover just parked with all the lights off.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, I hear the window go down and I hear this girl go, a woman go, can you not do that? And I like turned my head and it was Ariana.
No.
And Sandoval. I swear.
In a
to
Range
God,
Rover?
I think it was them. They were just sitting there and she was like, can you not do that? And I was like, okay. Like literally, they're up for grab. And then we walked away and I was like, who the fuck was that? And my boyfriend was like, Simon was like, that was Ariana. And I maybe it wasn't.
And
but
you
I'm,
didn't have like an interaction beyond
I think
that.
I think I was like, fuck you. Or I don't know. I got kind of mad because I was like, who, why are you, it's fucking balloons. What
were
are you doing
hers?
In the back? What?
Were they hers?
I don't know, but why would there just be balloons? Like, who are they for? All the lights were off in Sir. It was closed on New Year's Day. No one was there. They were just sitting in the back parking lot.
I love whoever, that's a classic.
But movie. I swear to God, I looked. I didn't register that it was Ariana, but I looked when they said that, when they were like, I think that's Ariana. I turned in the driver's seat and I swear I saw Tom's hair.
Wow.
Like, maybe it wasn't them. Maybe they don't drive a Range Rover.
Maybe they were driving Lala's Range Rover.
I don't know who it was, but it was an unfortunate situation and it was a great omen for the year to come.
It was a weird happening in a Sir Alley.
Balloons floating. Like a
Anything
lot of balloons.
Can happen back there.
Isn't that strange?
Yeah, it's really eerie.
Even if it wasn't Ariana, which I'm probably 95% sure it was,
mm-hmm.
why, like, who's back? Like, what are they doing?
Yeah.
Were they waiting for someone?
We'll never know.
Anyway.
Cool.
That's just my story. We all float down here.
We all float down here, Lisa.
Anyway.
Regarding Sir.
It's kind of a cool story, right?
That is cool.
It's cool.
I'm freaked out. I'm freaked out.
It's. As you would say, bone chilling.
It's bone chilling.
Damon.
Yeah.
Mailer Damon. Okay, sorry.
Tom Sandoval tells Ariana, their storyline this episode was bonkers because they literally had it was like based on a discussion of like, is she going to go to Vegas or not, which could have been solved in like a 2-second text.
Yeah.
Like, it never had to be an issue, but they, like, made it an issue for the show, which I hate.
Yeah.
But so, I'm like, move on to the bigger and better thing. So, Tom Sandoval says he's going to go on this business trip to, like, look at the chandeliers or something with Lisa and Tom Schwartz. And then he mentions that he might bring Jax with him.
Right.
And they're kind of trying to figure out, like, what they'll do for the trip.
Yeah.
And then Jax is like, well, if I go, like, Brittany can come too. And she's like, oh, yeah, you won't be going by yourself. And it's like, she's like laying down the law on him in like different parts of this episode. Like when he says that he's bummed out that Lala put her bikini top back on. Lala's like, I saw you guys coming, so I put my bikini back on. My tits aren't out. And yeah. Jax was like, I'm bummed. And then Brittany is, you're not cleared to say that.
Yeah, I mean.
She's like trying to crack the whip, but it's like, you're cracking into a void.
Yeah. No, it's, but.
Give it up.
Give up the ghost.
So.
But Ariana, that whole thing was very strange to me.
Yeah. It was really weird. Right,
but we got a flashback to the greatest quote in television history when Tom Sandoval goes, okay, but we got some boulders and we're just going to like break some shit and I just really want to go. So can I go? It was like, that is the funniest thing I've ever heard. I misquoted him, but.
But like.
It was like the most straight guy.
It's such a straight guy. And also, you think back and realize how long he and Ariana have been together, and you're just like, how and why?
Like 6 years, right?
Yeah. Like, doesn't his shit get old after a while? Like, I think of her as being a really smarter person than the rest of the cast.
Yeah.
And I'm just like,
okay.
Sandoval's hot. He has like a certain energy about him. I've met him.
Yeah.
And like, I get it.
They're both sexy.
But like, after a while, if someone's just continually like dumb to me, yeah. I get over it.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not, I'm going to stand my ground. I'm not going to give him smart, but no, for this show, I think the two of them are the most, I think Ariana has the most reason mm-hmm. on the show. So I admire her. Kind of. But mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree. I think it's so strange. I think it's for the show. I think they're just together in this, it's like a business deal kind of, right?
Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
I mean, or maybe they,
neither of their profiles are being held up. Like, they don't get anything from being together and dating.
Yeah, they're not like branding.
They could have their own storylines on the show without being in a relationship, I think.
No way in hell would I ever watch a spinoff of them.
Hell no.
But no, it troubles, and like, they kind of had a cute moment in the birthday episode where, you know,
the party,
that was sweet. And I think Tom tries, and like, that whole thing about the orgasm thing was just like,
that was insane.
But I agree. I think she's, I think, too good for him.
Yeah. I live for Lala being topless on vacation.
Yeah.
And I'm like, please just be topless more.
Mm-hmm.
I love it.
I love it too. I mean, Lala kind of annoyed me last night when she was about the Raquel thing. She seemed to be throwing her into the bus a little, and she's all about like feminism and girlhood, and it's like, okay, well, listen to your woman friend who mm-hmm. just wants, you know what I mean? And she's kind of like, I don't know, it just felt a little cheap to me the way she was kind of selling her
out. She like brushes it off
a little, but anyway, I liked her whole topless thing, and just her, I just like how like passionate she gets.
Yeah.
And she's, you know, and there's something kind of earnest about her when she gets really going.
Mm-hmm.
There's something earnest and endearing about her, the way she is so like genuine.
Yeah,
in a weird way.
I like it.
And yeah, I like Lala.
Yeah, I'm in.
Just the way, I just love how she, when she talks about her man.
I love that she'll never say his name, and it's always just like, my man.
She'll die for him, she says.
Yeah,
he's like family now. Mm-hmm. I like how she says that, like they're in some like
they're like, the stakes are not that high for you and your man. Like, you don't actually have to die for, like, that's not required. You're in no danger whatsoever. No one is actually threatening you.
Well, she's living
she
in,
likes
like,
to raise the bar.
She raises the stakes mm-hmm. really high. Like, you know, this whole season, like, she gets really mad. Don't you ever say that, you know, and it's like, okay. Like,
yeah.
Look, we're just, take a moment, realize what you're doing.
Yeah.
You know, and
also her carrying on with James and like being like, yeah, we flirt, but it's like nothing. Like, I wouldn't let it cross a line. It's like, okay, well, you're still like
doing
being
it.
Huggy, kissy kind of on TV. You're in taking a shower together. Like,
in front of his girlfriend, and regardless of their legitimacy of James and hers relationship, like, it's still like someone else's relationship. And
if I was dating boundaries. Lala and she was doing that and we had like a monogamy thing, I would be like, why are you taking showers with them? Like, don't do that. Feels disrespectful.
Especially with
to
someone
me.
That they had a history with.
Yeah. But I also think that James needs to take more agency in the no flirting. Like, I get where you're coming from with like, you feel like Lala's kind of disrespecting Raquel, but I think that that's more James's problem. Like, he needs to like.
Oh, I'm not saying like it's like. I'm not saying it's the woman's fault. I think James is. I don't even consider him like his. He is just garbage.
Yeah.
Like, I think he's
never
he's pure
change.
Trash. So. He's just abominable, but I think Lala has a little more.
She's more going
sense
on.
Than him, and that's why I was kind of like, because James is he's a wall.
Yeah,
I'm not gonna like even ever convince him of anything.
Yeah,
so I don't even like consider him. don't you twist the tables on me?
I'm no. like classic Carrie O'Donnell coming on and putting it all back on Lala. Mm-hmm. I see how it is.
Classic man move.
Classic man.
No, I mean James should either not be friends with Lala for Raquel. Like, if this is going to
Raquel.
Raquel.
Raquel is how what I'm calling her from
okay,
now on.
Raquel.
I love Raquel.
To make... If he wants to, like, be a loving partner to someone mm-hmm. to honor their concerns...
Yeah.
He should take a little step back from the friendship of Lala. But definitely. He's not going to because he's a dumpster fire.
Yeah.
So...
okay, so I have, like, a controversial thing that I need to get off my chest.
Let's
and
hear it.
It's bad. But
we're
like,
getting real.
After this episode, I'm kind of like, I came away from this episode kind of liking Stassi.
Yeah. I mean,
and I don't know why.
Listen,
I feel like I'm easily manipulated by everything that the producers of the show try and do.
Listen,
I feel like I'm actually going to get in trouble for saying that.
No, you're not, because I will partially agree with you. So we'll both get in trouble.
Okay.
So you're not taking all the heat right now, but I kind of agree with you. I think she's like unparalleled in her ignorance and her, you know,
I don't agree with anything that she's said in the
I don't
past.
Agree with anything she stands for.
No.
But there's something about her that's sort of
charming.
And I think I kind of understood her with the whole Patrick thing. I saw that there was like underneath all of the like bells and whistles.
Yeah.
There's like a person who is really sensitive and you know, maybe a little confused.
Mm-hmm.
Not trying to be condescending, but I think that the whole Patrick thing, that I hated him. I thought he was
he's
so
garbage.
Horrible to her and abusive.
Yeah, he's
and,
the worst.
And she clearly has some, like...
She has deep-seated insecurities that she would fuck with someone for that long that treats her like that. He gaslighted her.
He mothered her.
Like,
and
when
also I say mothered,
like,
I'm referencing
the incredible... J-Law,
which
Darren
I didn't
Aronofsky.
Like, but,
oh, I loved it. It was my favorite movie.
But I like that message of like, you know, that's like what she
left the show to go be with him, which was arguably the best opportunity she's ever had in her life is to be on Vanderpump Rules. And she walked away from that temporarily to go like be with him in New York.
And on the podcast you did with Ben, you were talking about how her podcast is like,
and her podcast insanely like,
and he's a flop.
Yeah, who cares about him? I mean, I guess he's like on... I don't even know what he does. I've never even tried to check it out because I truly don't care. And
fuck
his
him.
Voice like makes me shiver.
Williamsburg piece of... Like Bernie...
Yeah.
Piece, Bernie
like go
Burrow,
take your structured trench coat.
Who probably didn't vote in the election.
Get out of my life.
Yes. But oh my God.
I hate Patrick. And so I have empathy for her that she had to like deal with that relationship, even though it's like her choice to be in it or not. But I've also been in that place... In a relationship where you're like breaking up and getting back together and fighting and it's just like it is the worst.
And
then I also empathize with her when she's like, "Who's gonna like a psychotic girl?"
And Schwartz and Katie went like, "Yeah, you're right."
Yeah,
like,
they all kind of were like,
She's honest about whether I think it's sincere. She's honest about her shortcomings, which
to some extent,
she has like some self awareness. Going back to the whole Patrick thing, I think she has whatever she has some factor to her that is kind of a star, like a little bit of a
and
star.
And I saw it in this episode. Yeah, I something happened and I just saw it. And I was too. Like, I can't deny what I'm seeing right here.
And Patrick tried to, he tried to like quell that.
Or, yeah, or he tried to dampen.
Blow on it.
Yeah.
He blew out her little...
Tarnish
whatever,
or shine.
Whatever that candle is, I don't know what that flame is, but there's some kind of thing in her, but he tried to put it out because he's insecure with his balls.
Frizzy hair.
Yeah.
Anyways.
But I agree with you. I thought I walked
there's
away from
something.
The episode. There's something there.
I was like, there's something about that, Stassi.
But it also makes me question my
yeah,
sanity.
No, I was like, I need to be committed. I was like, you'll find me and Sheena.
I was like, strap me to the gurney.
No, just like 5150 me now. I'm sure like listeners have called. They've called into 5150 and any second now, like medics are going to show up. Yeah. And they're going to strap us in. Like straight jackets. They're gonna take me out of this apartment complex screaming, and then they're gonna throw me.
I'm going
me,
in there, yeah, in the paddy wagon.
Throw us into the paddy wagon, then into the loony bin where Sheena will be waiting for us, like rocking
like
back
that
and
new
forth.
Movie.
Being
I'm
like,
saying,
Rob. Oh yeah,
Claire Foy. Mm-hmm. It's like we're gonna be in the hospital with Sheena.
What if this was like me starting to go totally lose my grip on
reality?
Well, then
I'm going, then it's a collective,
then we're both,
then
yeah,
it's a contagious insanity, which I believe is maybe possible.
What if like,
but why do we both
what if watching this much Vanderpump Rules, like no one knew it, but it was like caring this much and getting this invested causes you to actually go fully crazy, like disassociate from reality.
Well, isn't that what happened with your like we can cut that off.
Kind of. This is it. It's happening. I'm like, Stassi's great. I love her. Where is she? Get her back. I want her on the podcast. This is it. This is me. This is me unraveling.
Well, it's me unraveling too, because I felt the same. I was like, I think when she was podcast interviewing Lisa.
I was like, I love
this. Can we talk about that too?
Yeah.
Lisa was blackout. Lisa was blackout.
Lisa was fully...
She was like, I had two glasses of wine. I'm like, no, you had two bottles of wine.
She had two bottles of wine and like crumbled up a little Xanax and like Oxy in her wine.
She kind of had this look in her eye. Like,
she pulled out some Quaaludes that she'd saved from like back in the day.
Yeah, she like... She was like on the floor like...
She was fully looted.
Crab walking. And she
crab walking.
She walked up to the glass door of Villa Rosa kind of with a look in her eye and was like, all right, we're doing this. Yeah. You know, Ken's upstairs, like asleep. With
Ken's like goes to sleep at like 5:30 p.m.
She's been up pacing around because
it's 2 in the morning.
Here's my theory now.
Oh,
you had your theory about Lisa with.
Tell me.
My theory is that she was so relaxed. She doesn't really reveal much about her past,
mm-mm,
which I guess is part of her British proper thing. Of
yeah,
not. You know, I get it. We got a little tonight or last night with her and Ken,
mm-hmm,
which was like charming in a weird way.
Mm-hmm.
But she doesn't, I think she truly like needed to be like a little bombed to be able to talk about herself.
Oh, definitely.
And it was kind of compelling to watch. But she has a past and I think she's hiding something.
Her and Ken's love story is a love story for the ages. Like
for the 80s.
Yeah. It's for a lot of things. Like I believe in their love.
I
believe in their meet cute, whatever it was. I don't think it was like as innocent as Lisa makes it out to be. But
it was
I feel like
sight.
Lisa's probably like covered up a murder for Ken, or mm-hmm, like she knows secrets. Like she's the kind of woman that would like go to jail for her man.
Yeah, like Lala.
Like Lala. She's like, I'd die for my man.
Yeah.
That's like, that's Lisa with Ken, except that really probably happened.
Well, they both, I mean, they obviously come from like family wealth.
Yeah. I mean, Ken, I think, definitely does.
But her story is unclear, and
she was just
and there was
like,
a moment when she said something where her accent didn't sound.
And that's why you have a theory that she's... You're a Lisa Vanderpump truther that she's not even British.
Yeah, that she's from, like, America.
Where?
I don't know.
Like, Buffalo?
Yeah. She's from Rochester.
Yeah.
She's from Erie, Pennsylvania.
I want to see the birth certificate. I'll go there.
But she... Obviously, to your list, I'm being kind of facetious, but like...
No, he's not. And he looked at me and goes, no. He mouthed no.
But on a lighter note, on like a more realistic note, she probably just doesn't like to talk about it, which because she's like a proper... That's just not her thing.
But it's also like she's not strange. Into being vulnerable.
She's not into being vulnerable. And Stassi, god damn it, made her, she broke through. And that podcast was really funny. And the poop question, and the bot, like, I would have asked that.
I hate that question, but I also asked it. Myself, like, what would I do? And
Lisa
I
said poop.
I think I would do poop.
Me too.
Yeah, I don't think I would want to go. Yeah, that was a poltergeist question.
Because at the end, when,
in the swimming pool of dead bodies at Poltergeist.
Yeah, yeah. What's her name? Mary. Oh, anyway.
But okay, wait. I'm just going to take it back and admit this all so it's on the table and I don't have to like hide it against my truth before getting 5150'd.
They're is that, calling, by the way.
I know.
I can hear the...
They're on their walkies. Yeah,
I can hear the boots.
Like, we are about to apprehend the suspect.
Yeah.
I was really jealous of Stassi's like technologies that she was using in this episode. She had like an iPad with, I was like, she's like writing on her iPad. I saw
that
too.
It was like a dorm room, like freshman dorm whiteboard.
Yeah, but that was her iPad. With her like iPad pen.
Yeah.
I was like, this fucking bitch. That's
future.
That's so future.
Very Minority Report.
And then her podcast setup, I was like, as a fellow enterprising podcaster,
I know.
Like, where do you get those headphones? Yeah. I want this mobilized setup.
She's doing it. She showed up to Villa Rosa at night with a little kit. She looked like, did you see that Black Mirror episode Crocodile?
Mm-hmm.
With the woman, the insurance fraud investigator, she has her little kid. That's how I was kind of like, this is going to be.
That is exhausting.
I hope it doesn't end up like that episode, but.
No, but.
But she's coming in with her little kit. She drove there in like a, you know, solar car through the Icelandic valley.
You know, it's like. For as fucked up as Stassi's been, you got to give it to her. She's kind of done it.
Also, I listened to her week I listened to a full episode of her podcast with Kristen.
Oh.
First of all, it's like 4 hours. I was driving through the mountains, like up by Idlewild.
Time has passed. It's like 8 hours later.
It was like I went through something. The podcast, by the way, is unbelievable. First of all, Kristen, I'm sorry I keep diverging us.
No.
Kristen could not speak any further from the microphone, so she's like hesitantly speaking.
She's like bashing.
She's like this. She's like,
anyways, so
I was like, I could not hear her.
Kristen,
they spent an episode. I think it was from.
Did Stassi tell her ever like talking to the mic?
No, and I think it was from it must have been like 2 years ago that they filmed it or recorded it. They're talking about Kendall Jenner at one point. How Stassi, like, literally the combos were like. Stassi was like, so I'm in a nail salon in the valley, and I look over, and Kendall Jenner's sitting next to me, and they're like. And Kristen's like, oh my God. Oh my God. Kendall's right there. And she's like, Kendall is right. Like, they're like, they're talking. It's like they're
excited about it.
Yeah. And it was not.
But I think that would excite them.
No, it would excite them. I mean, it would probably excite me.
It would really excite me too.
But anyway, she can't speak any further from the microphone. And a lot of it's just talking about Stassi and how, like, them just talking about her. And, like,
it's
her,
all. She's like kind of masterful about that. Yeah.
They're talking about The Bachelor, which I've also gotten into recently.
Oh,
which,
I see. This is like the only reality show I can really get into it with, because
I think you would.
No, I've gone down the Bachelor road before, okay. And I like it, but it's just such a time commitment.
It is
4 hours a week of
it's
television.
So
it's
long.
It's like, so long.
It's like Titanic, like, you know, when they got on VHS and it was like two tapes.
Yeah,
it was
it's like a two tape show, yeah, and like, I just don't have. I just can't.
No, it's. But they talk about The Bachelor at one point, and they're talking about, and then they give you a little insight to, like, they're like, sorry, we're diverging.
We've really, the listeners, like, literally everyone's unsubscribes from this.
No, podcast. Okay, we'll go back to it.
It's fine, it's fine. I kid.
Okay, no, but they talk about, like, the ins and outs of, like, production and reality TV, and they're like, well, if I was on the show, I would have done this differently, and someone's giving them, some producer's feeding, and it was kind of interesting to hear their.
Because they know.
And they talk about, like, their friends and Kristen's regrets. And it was,
what are her regrets? Dodie has regrets. I picture Kristen as living, like, a totally regret-free life.
Well,
she has childhood trauma. Does she talk about that?
No, but it started off with, like, Stassi being like, okay, this is, like, a long time coming. Guess who we have here on the podcast today, Kristen? It kind of reminded me of, like, when Suzanne Summers and Joy, the woman from Three's Company, reunited. Mm-hmm. Have you ever seen that?
No.
Okay. But they made it.
Or like Tyra Banks and Naomi Campbell.
And it was like, and then Kristen's like, well, obviously what I did to you is the biggest thing I regret, but also this dress I wore when I went to Tom's apartment with Ariana.
The green dress.
Yeah, yeah. She talked about that.
Yeah, that was a huge regret.
But anyway.
But I can't. I love that it's like this time that I completely betrayed our friendship and trust.
Yeah.
And this dress that I wore.
And then they list all the places I like to drink.
Where? It's like the Belmont.
Hudson. They're like.
Literally any like, 3.5.
It's like, we grew up there.
Can you imagine? I've been there once and I was like.
I mean, I've been there. It's good, but I was like, just the way. I'm again.
You're going to the loony bin. All right,
let's go back to the episode. I'm so sorry that I'm taking the reins.
We're in it together.
We're doing it together.
The ratings are down officially.
No.
Sandoval, maybe my favorite moment of this episode was when Sandoval and Ariana ventured out onto the dock to like. Wrap up their shitty storyline. And Ariana goes, look, the sun's just peeking out over the mountains.
I saw, yes.
And Sandoval goes, it's beautiful. It was like such a moment.
And then they're like, so anyway.
Yeah. You know,
and then, which is, because I think that was the first sunset they've maybe taken in a few years.
Yeah, maybe.
I mean, I know that they're humans, but I don't think.
They're not really like nature people.
I don't think I would be hard pressed to see Sandoval taking in things like that.
Yeah. I was having a weird feeling watching this episode and the last episode. And I think what that weird feeling stemmed from was not only my like intrigue with Stassi, but also like seeing the cast of Vanderpump Rules in like a beautiful, like serene nature environment. Like when it shows those shots of Big Bear and there's like fog over the lake and it's like,
God, and the pirate ship.
Yeah. And it's like nature's so beautiful. And also now
horrifying.
This cast is here.
And there was a pirate ship.
And the going pirate around ship. The lake. Yeah.
No, you're right. I had the
and it was like, it felt like it's like two worlds colliding, too close to each other.
The editors should win like everything.
Yeah,
like
they're
so brilliant with like
just Emmys, Golden Globes, Oscars. Technical Oscars,
BAFTA, Spirit Award,
Indie Spirit,
People's Choice. No, but I mean you're so right. Like just aesthetically, the clash, it's so perfect. The way they did that last night,
and it
was so fun to have them all in one. I love when they can bring in a reality show or like, you know, in Real Housewives when they bring them on trips and they're all in one air, you know, there's always something's gonna happen.
Yeah, so
it's like that's such a great go-to in reality shows, but it never fails.
It never fails.
Put them all in one room and
booze them up and then someone's gonna
Jax is gonna die.
Yeah.
He's gonna drown.
Jax is gonna kill himself.
Yeah.
These scooters are like, what? Okay. Is happening? What's happening?
I don't know, and it kind of reminds me of like the people who use scooters and Six Flags to cut lines. And
yeah,
they, like get to the front.
They're
and
they, so
like,
tiny,
and then they like stand up and are like, oh, "We're fine," you know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
They're
don't know.
Small.
I don't like it.
They can only go max like maybe 10 miles per hour, so yeah. They're not like efficient means of
it's
transportation.
Not like, it's not like a Segway.
Not like a Segway. It's not like an electric bicycle.
No.
It's just like these random scooters. I've never seen anyone ever in LA ride a scooter.
No, I'm like disturbed by them. I don't like it.
Me neither.
I want it to stop. And to seeing Schwartz and Katie, like, you know, joyously
arriving to El Coyote on a scooter, I was like, this is truly just too sad.
Beats driving, you know?
I guess they're like, they can get drunk and then they can just drive on the scooter.
SUI home.
Yeah. Raquel asks Lala if she's ever been in the Mile High Club. And Lala says, on a regular flight, no. But on the PJ, yeah.
My man.
With her man.
She's always flying. She's like,
always on a PJ.
She had some Instagram the other day where she was in New York flying over, helicoptering over the Empire State Building.
That's dangerous.
To her PJ.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you know, Lala's living her, she's doing her thing.
What do you think about James saying, because he kind of alluded to the fact that, like, he was like, well, if I'd been, like, a DJ and had my shit going on, like, making a lot of money, like, Lala and I would have ended up together, but, like, she then found this guy and, like, he's making money.
He's a billionaire.
Yeah, that's, like, why she's with him.
Yeah.
Which I don't necessarily disagree with that.
But I just don't think James...
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah.
I get it.
No, I mean, I don't, he's probably right to some degree, but
I, for one, would kind of like to see him and Lala get together. I think that they have like a special chemistry.
They do.
But
they're
I
fun
think
to
that
watch.
It's like volatile. Like
I'd watch the spinoff of those two.
Yeah, I would watch a spinoff of them heartbeat. Trying to make it in
just
the music
traveling.
It would just be the do road have, to Coachella. That's like just James trying to get on
what
the
if,
Coachella lineup.
Oh my God. What if it was like a walking, they had to walk to Coachella?
No scooters, no PJs.
Just walking. Yeah. And it could be like 7 episodes.
Yeah.
Like what could happen?
Yeah.
But yeah, they have like an explosive connection and it's both horrifying and I don't want to see it, but I don't think they should be together.
No.
But something's got to give with this friendship.
Yeah.
It's either going to be Raquel and him break up because she can't take it anymore.
Yeah.
Poor Raquel, by the
poor
way.
Poor Raquel.
She has Logan. And
she's contending with a lot. And like last season, Gigi, who came
forward.
And like all the, and then the other girl that took a picture in James' bed. Like it's clear what's going on. Raquel just chooses, she has blinders on. She's like suffering from a similar case of what Sheena is suffering from.
Yeah.
But it seems to be negatively affecting Raquel in like a physical sense.
Uh-huh.
Whereas Sheena, it's just like tearing away. It's like tearing holes in her brain.
Uh-huh.
But physically, she looks like pretty much fine.
Sheena?
Same.
I think
it's making Sheena's hair fall out.
She's also
late.
Very yellow.
Sheena?
She's a lot of... I don't know if it's that, but she's her makeup that she's it's very like she really she doesn't,
everyone was really
I don't think she,
foundation-y.
These women are very like they don't need that much makeup.
No. Everyone's really foundation-y on Vanderpump Rules. Even when they're trying to do a natural look, like when Stassi was over at Katie and Tom's apartment, it cut to Katie and she's like truly has like a pound of foundation on her face. And I'm like, babe, you don't need that.
I know. But
like Lala's kind of mastered this like makeup free look, I think, to some extent.
Yeah. She
like she wasn't really wearing any makeup in Big Bear. Yeah. She's just like living her life.
Yeah. Sheena's going through it.
Sheena is melting down.
She's really like the Rob thing. And then when he said, when they were on the boat.
When they were on the boat,
and
Rob says, when Rob says,
that was painful.
He does not love her.
I
have love feelings and I love her as a person.
That's not.
Don't you think though, if like you were dating someone and like if I was dating someone, they were like, I love you, I'm in love with you, and I was never saying it back, I would not want to be with them anymore.
No, I'm like, get out now.
Yeah.
Like first of all, you're making it harder for you, but it's brewing like almost dangerous levels of. Something. Not saying Sheena's gonna, but like.
But they did actually, I think, break up like not long after filming stopped. Like, I think they only dated for a very short amount of time, anyways. So this was like probably right as those realizations were coming to a head, where he's like, "This is unsustainable
and
like
frightening."
Yeah,
but also he has something that he like. He was talking about how long they've known each other and like. You know, we've been together for 10, and they're
and
like,
like,
and then Jack's like, but she was married for 6 years.
Yeah.
Like,
we've been dating for 10 years.
No.
What the fuck are you talking
maybe
about?
Maybe they were.
Yeah.
I
was just on the Watch What Crappens podcast. Shout out. And they were talking about how Rob's has like adopted Sheena's math. Where he's like, we were dating for 10 years, which is like,
that's really funny.
Yeah. It's like
Sheena's
math, which she would say like 11 years. I think she said 11. He's saying 10, but no one actually knows like what the truth is.
It's like Interstellar. Like
it is Interstellar.
It's like when they don't age, but they've been gone for, you know, 75 years.
Yeah. It's like when they go down to the wave world.
Yeah. And they come up
and they come back up and the guy's like,
God, it's been 5 years.
27 years. Yeah.
That's where Sheena's been. It's a simulation.
It all comes back to the
more
simulation.
Evidence that she's living in a simulation because in the simulation, one day is
it's like Narnia
months.
Or something like that.
Yeah. One day is 7 months. So imagine. You do the math.
Yeah. And Rob's like just letting her live there. But then I guess after filming, he took her VR goggles and smashed them.
And smashed his.
Yeah.
Because he was maybe living in the simulation.
He is like partially in the sim. They're both Sims.
And what's going on? Like, and then I see now that he's like posting, like he posted that thing about Big Bear. First of all, that his place is
you can rent it.
Oh, yeah.
So, like,
so he got free advertising because he Airbnbs it, which I should try and find because I'll bet you can find it.
Someone Airbnb. In your podcast group posted.
Oh, they did. The link. Okay. Well, they're on.
Shout out.
Yeah. Shout out to True Detective.
Sexy Unique People.
Yeah. They are on it.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, he's getting a free advertisement for his, like, pretty nice cabin.
Rob is getting a lot out of this relationship. Sheena's deteriorating one day at a time.
He's a succubus.
Yeah, he is a succubus.
Without even
trying
to be. He's
fully mothering her.
He's mothering her.
She is Jennifer Lawrence and mother.
Yeah, I mean, she's...
J-Law watches Vanderpump Rules.
Does she?
Yeah.
I know she watches The Housewives.
She watches Vanderpump Rules. She loves it.
You gotta get her on this.
I would love to have her on it, but I would wonder if she would agree that Rob is mothering Sheena.
Well, she was on Marin this week,
mm-hmm.
and she talked about how she didn't see the Phantom Thread, which I have not seen, but apparently it's like also about like a narcissistic.
Yeah.
And she said something like, I didn't want to see that again. And,
yeah.
And all these, I've been seeing on the internet people saying, is she alluding to her relationship with Aronofsky? But I guess.
And then in a sense, let's bring it back to Pump Rules.
Sheena.
Weigh in with Sheena. Is Sheena being mothered? I think Brittany is definitely being mothered by Jax.
But she's beyond.
Point,
she's beyond the point.
And then she moved beyond, and now they're in a different world.
It's shadow Brittany.
Yeah,
Brittany's gone.
Brittany's fully gone.
It's like a kind of whatever's left of her is like this weird kind of wind chime of a thing
mm-hmm.
that's faintly making noises. And
yeah, Sheena's now the next one to be taken down.
But Rob, you're right. Rob is definitely getting more out of this. And he pretends like he doesn't. The thing that really annoys me about him on the show is that he pretends that he doesn't. He's like, I have a great place in Studio City. Like, okay. And then, you know, and then like.
And like,
know,
he I'm like living, lists off his real estate profile. I'm like, fuck you.
What does he do?
Chef?
Is he like a chef?
No.
Did I get that wrong?
He's like.
Oh, he just made food for
them. He's a production company.
Yeah. Okay.
But I don't know what it is. Like,
why did I think he was like also just like moonlighting as a chef?
Who knows?
Oh, because she kept being like,
he had that party.
He does everything.
Yeah.
But yeah, he's like, he pretends like he's above it. He doesn't need the show.
Yeah,
but, like,
he's on it.
You're on it and you're in the credits.
Yeah.
You're in the cast photo. You're in the class photo.
You're on Vanderpump
Stop
Rules.
Pretending that you're not.
Yeah.
Sheena has no.
Stop pretending that you don't like it, that you're better than any of these people.
You're not better. You're worse.
You're worse.
Because you won't accept it.
Because you won't accept it, and you're not part of the OG crew.
You're not part of the OG crew. And
you're literally going to be on for this season, and then hopefully
Sheena
never
will have,
again.
Sheena will have more...
Sheena's iconic.
Relevance.
Sheena will go down in history.
Okay, we'll talk about it later.
Okay.
But another thing about Sheena that I loved about this episode.
What?
How she was listening to her song.
Oh, yeah.
Kristen walked in.
I've been there. Listening to Good as Gold.
Yeah.
Just kind of like bopping. I like that it was turned down. Like, it wasn't really blasting. It was
like
at a moderate level.
Yeah.
And Sheena's just having a moment like, yeah, I did this.
But then like when Sheena was doing the checklist with the glasses on, like being kind of a marm.
Can we talk about
the governess?
How Sheena loves to make people clean up together after like a fun event. Like, she did this at her wedding where she made everyone clean up after her wedding, remember?
Oh yeah.
And then now she's like, we had this fun weekend, like, clean. And she loves it. She thinks it's silly. And I'm like, I hate this. I hate her fucking blue glasses. I wish if I was on the show, I actually kind of want to try and weasel my way onto the show with like a fully fake identity and get asked on a trip with Sheena so that when she comes out,
I can
rip off her glasses, throw them on the ground and stomp on them.
Say, snap out of it.
Say, stop it, Sheena. Stop.
Stop it. You need to get like, we need to get you into like, you know, a movie makeup thing and get you a prosthetic
mm-hmm.
just because they know who you are.
A prosthetic face,
they'll
wig, a voice changer.
They'll know your voice.
They'll know my voice. And so I have to fully go undercover.
Change your fingerprints. Change
my fingerprints. Get so close to them that they invite me on a vacation as my alter ego, like Sasha or something. I would go so undercover that no one even as a viewer of the show would know that it was me. Like, I would want to fool everyone.
Alexis.
Alexi.
Alexa.
Alexa.
Alexi. And you're, and, but you have to do it for months.
For months.
You have to gain their trust.
I'd still be doing this just totally regularly. And then on the lowdown, I would be like auditioning, getting on Vanderpump Rules as a side character.
Feeding information back to us on this podcast.
Yeah.
But you need to get...
Being like, I think, I don't know, like, yeah. Sheena is going on, but like, hope she gets the help she needs. And like, meanwhile, fully moonlighting as Alexi, trying to claw my way onto the show just for the moment that I can finally rip off those blue glasses and then, smash them and then pull my mask off and be like, it's me.
It's me. Don't you see?
Yeah.
And then they'll be so shook.
Yeah. Then they all murder me. They would all kill me.
And then like, going on a pact. To cover up.
Yeah.
No, but you, if
the producers would cover it up.
Yeah. Because they all know, I'm sure they all know who you are.
Yeah.
They do know who you are.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously.
I've met all of them.
But you've like, you had kind of a.
We have had a rapport. We've had words. We've had moments.
Like, they, so that's why.
I'm woven into their lives, whether they like it or not. And you're they're woven into mine.
By the way,
and
I didn't get a chance to congratulate you for being blocked by Jax.
Oh, thank you.
On Twitter. Because that was, I saw that and I was very proud.
He did it on Twitter, but not on Instagram.
No.
But I love that about him.
Yeah.
And I still like, what's lol about blocking someone? I mean, I've blocked people, but like none of my social media is private anyway. So I know that they can just go look.
I know.
But it's like fun to just be like, no, you're blocked.
I'm blocked by Jonathan Chabon.
I love that.
And I was blocked by Kris Jenner, but I got her to unblock
me.
Oh
my God.
I told you
God.
That.
Yeah. Didn't wait, I? What did you say to her?
Nothing.
Oh, she
I mean,
just...
I on Instagram, she blocked me.
Yeah.
Which I never did anything to her on Instagram. But on Twitter, I used to tweet her things like, I'm really cold or like, I'm so tired. And like,
yeah.
Have you seen
but it's
them?
Funny.
But like, I guess maybe she...
For her, she's like, she's a businesswoman. Yeah. She has shit to do. She can't get inundated.
But I never did anything on Instagram, which puzzled me. But anyway.
I love when someone blocks from just like a light, funny troll like that, uh-huh. where they're just like, they get so irritated that they have to block.
I mean, I think one time I did tweet at Ryan Seacrest, like, I'm outside. So that was maybe scary. But I'm not actually outside. But I got her to... But yeah, Jonathan Chabon, I did do something that probably pissed him off.
What? Did you troll him for being a food little, god?
No, I posted like a TBT, I said, of the greatest tweet ever where Martha Stewart tweeted a picture of him and said, hey, can anyone tell me who this guy is?
He says he's famous. She was like, he says he's famous.
I think she was kidding, but it was still really funny.
It was rich.
Anyway, but yeah, you need to go undercover.
Yeah. Just my really only at this point just to destroy those blue glasses.
Yeah. But yeah, the cleanup thing that was really twisted and it was part of this like ruse.
And also it's like Rob did nothing. He did nothing to clean.
He didn't ask you to clean.
Also, it's like he's probably getting paid. Like I've posited this before to some people, but it's like, yeah, hire a fucking cleaning service, A, if you're running like an Airbnb, or B, like I think he probably gets like tax write-offs for having these shows filmed at his houses.
It's not if they're not like he's not. So he didn't ask like, you to stop. Like this, Sheena, this is not gonna like preserve
endear
you
to him more.
He's
that
like,
you're like
this is
the taskmaster of his like weird Airbnb folder.
You know, and it's like she's coming
like, please
in.
Please wake up. It's time to wake up. Can you handle all this a little bit before you go to bed?
We've had a great time. You know, we've had a great. Run here, but now it's time to it's like, what the fuck? Sheena, chill.
Yeah, shut the fuck up.
Just do less.
No one tells her. No one, like, reality checks her.
No.
Everyone like, lets her sit in her, like, bizarro world that she lives in, and no one is like, bitch, wake up. If I was acting that crazy, at least one of my friends would be like...
Shake you.
Yeah, they'd be like, snap the fuck out of it.
I think knowing who your friends... I think more than one. Like,
yeah.
Because you surround yourself with quality people.
It would
like,
be like one at a time. They would all come and like...
It's like that scene in Airplane when the woman's just kidding. And they're all lining up. That needs to happen, not physically, but emotionally. Someone needs to sit her down and be like, stop.
Like, you're actually being insane. Because no one is saying, like, you're acting like a crazy person. They're
I
just
mean, they're
like,
saying it in behind closed doors.
Yeah, they're saying it behind her back and, like, with their facial expressions.
Jax
but, like,
and Brittany are like, whoa! Like, waking up out of their, like, hangover sleep. And, like, you know, they're like, you know, stop. You know, but, like, that's not going to get her to stop.
No.
She's not putting it together. I thought that was really bizarre. And she had a whole checkbook with the laminated. Rob's asleep.
Yeah, Rob doesn't give a shit.
Doesn't give a fuck. Like, he has a cleaning service coming anyway.
Yeah, like, why?
After you leave.
Yeah.
Stop.
Also, it's like, it's not that fun of a vacation.
No.
It's not like Rob's house that he's, like, letting us all vacation at. It's like Rob's Airbnb that he's letting us use and we have to clean up afterwards, yeah. Which is different.
The myth of Rob, I'm over.
I'm over it, too. I don't even care if his house has increased in value three times.
Quadrupled, he said.
Like, yeah. Who gives a shit?
Yeah.
Bought it for $375 and, 1997 or something. Fuck you.
Blah, blah, blah.
Fuck you.
Fuck you, Rob.
Fuck you, Rob. And fuck Sheena's glasses.
Yeah.
Fuck you for making Sheena look like that.
Mm-hmm. Villa Rosa, Lisa's house, is like the Grove. Like, at night, like, the way it's lit up and it's on that moat, it looks like a mall.
You know I love the Grove.
I love the Grove.
But I'm all about her house. But
love her house?
No, I'm like, I mean, I'm repulsed by it, but I'm...
I don't understand.
I'm not repulsed by it. I'm just, it's not, it doesn't seem like, it doesn't seem safe to me.
No, it's all
like
glass.
It seems like I could go like that and it would all fall over.
If there's an earthquake, her house is like fully just going to explode because it's like made of glass.
And like when the zombie apocalypse comes, like she's going to have to like see people like going like...
Yeah.
Like putting their faces against... Can you imagine how scary that would be tonight to go lock the door and then someone's just pressing their face against the glass?
There's no real curtains anywhere?
No, like maybe at night. Maybe we don't see that.
Maybe not.
I feel like that's possible that she has shades that lower down.
Mm-hmm.
Is it one floor?
No, two, I think.
It's massive.
It's huge, but not as big as her first home on Beverly Hills.
I think out of the two, I like Villa Rosa better.
What was her first house called?
Fuck, I don't know.
She had a name. Yeah. She loves a name for a house.
She lived next to Adrian.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I love that Lala and James refer to themselves in the third person. That's like a real power move.
It's so strange.
It's strange, but it's fun.
I discovered you, he says.
She's like, yeah, you did.
It's like Madonna.
Like, she kind of takes a moment.
DJ that she, it's like, yeah. She's, what do you think this is?
I can't. And then we have that really bone-chilling scene where Sheena goes, I love you, to Rob. And then Rob just goes, and she's like, you're my favorite. Where's the dog?
When she's
sexy.
That's what I was talking about.
Yeah. Where he's just like.
She's like in bed. He's like, I want to get the fuck out of here and like have my night to myself. And she's like, I love you. And he's like, where's the dog?
And then Kristen comes over to serve her, which I thought like, Kristen was coming over to serve her the reality check that she deserves. I was like, if anyone's deputized to do this job, it's our queen, Kristen Doty.
She's being reserved for the endings. Have you noticed recently?
Yeah.
And I think Carter and her relationship is like really, seems really good.
Yeah, seems
and
chill.
I think maybe that's bringing her out a little because she's like, I don't think he, doesn't seem like he wants to be on that much.
Yeah, I mean, they're just not very incorporated into this like show that much anymore.
But she's suddenly become this voice of reason. But I was expecting her to drop a truth bomb, and she kind of just like sipped her vodka drink and
gave like weird facial expressions that were very
withering.
Classic Kristen, but then says nothing.
She's just going, like her face was like, her lips and her eyes and her nose were like moved. There was like a lava lamp.
She's like a Picasso.
She's like a lava. She was like, she totally was like a Picasso.
Kristen is a shapeshifter.
She is.
Actually, now that we start to think about it.
She is.
Because remember her like Jabberwocky, like New Orleans stand. And then this one, her face is like moving. Yeah.
Kristen
has supernatural abilities.
Oh, she's there. Like, we will someday find like cave paintings and like Kristen's face will be like on it.
She's been around
since aeons.
Yeah.
Eons and aeons.
Sheena reveals her baby name, Madison Marie Parkslope. She also goes, Rob does not say I love you. So Rob does not ever kiss her on the mouth and he doesn't say I love you.
And
so you're in a relationship with someone that hates you.
Or just feels nothing for you.
Yeah. Just doesn't, is like whatever about you.
Yeah. And she said the baby thing. She didn't even say it in like an ironic way. She's like, I mean, I even have our first child. And she goes, Madison Parks Valletta. Like, and she said it in such a matter of fact way that
Madison Marie Parks Valletta.
It really freaked me out.
She's like, Rob and I are looking at houses. It's like, I feel like they experience all these things that it's just like so one sided.
Yeah.
Like they drove by a house that was for sale and he was like, oh, that's crazy that house is for sale. And then she processed that as like, we're looking at houses.
Yeah. It's, I mean, it's, I've never, I think in recent TV watching, I haven't seen something as dark.
Mm-hmm. I can't, I'm excited though to see how she decides to like take down Jax. Because now she's promising like revenge.
But she's talking to the right person.
Yeah.
Because Kristen,
yeah,
you know, as we've talked about before, like she will stop at nothing.
She'll stop at nothing.
She will, but Kristen seemed horrified.
Yeah, Kristen's like not here for it. She's not here for any of
but
it.
But I wish, I agree, I wish she had been like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Yeah, she's like, all right.
Well, she's trying to just get paid for this an appearance on this episode.
Also, just like, she's trying to get out of there.
Yeah.
Trying to get out of that room.
Yeah.
Could you, I mean, do you blame her?
No.
Disagree with, when someone's in that state, it's like, sometimes you're just like, I gotta get, you know what?
Yeah.
I'm just gonna pay my dues.
So nice to see you.
So nice to see you. I'm gonna go like.
Glad you had fun. In Big Bear.
Glad you had fun in Big Bear.
I gotta go.
The lake.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
Well, thank you for being
my guest. Thank you so much for having me.
Yes. Tell everyone where they can find you.
So I'm Ecario, Ecareyo, on Instagram and Twitter. And a show, as we said in the beginning, I wrote on the reboot of Heathers.
Yes.
On Paramount Network.
On Paramount Network.
The pilot's available on iTunes right now.
Oh, so yeah. You can watch the pilot.
You can watch
for free.
The pilot. You can fucking watch it right now.
And just do download it. I did it this last week. Loved it. Lolled.
You lolled, right?
Yeah.
It's an hour.
It's an hour.
It's free. And I think it's, I'm proud of it. And I think if you like Vanderpump Rules.
Why not?
not at all the same, but you
Guess
know what?
It's free.
It's
Here's
entertaining.
The deal. It's entertaining, and the first episode's free.
And the first episode's free. Just watch it.
Yeah, just do it. Nike.
Nike, just do it.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Bye.
This episode of the Sexy Unique podcast is brought to you by the following premium sponsors: Lori Wheat, Meredith Good, and William Jones. Thanks to you guys, it's all happening.
I know I'm feeling, cause I know.
Have you ever experienced a dry, itchy scalp? Or ever wondered why your color isn't lasting as long as your hairdresser promised? Well, unfiltered, mineral-filled water could be the reason why. Did you know hard water is a leading cause of damaged hair and dry, irritated skin? And that about 85% of the United States uses hard water filled with dissolved minerals and added chlorine? That's where Canopy's new filtered showerhead comes in. Canopy, known for their beauty hacks and reimagined humidifier, has revolutionized the filtered showerhead. Dermatologists recommended this unique, three-stage filtration system greatly reduces contaminants and odors in your shower water, leaving you with healthy hair and glowing skin. Best of all, the Canopy filtered showerhead is hassle-free. Installation is a breeze, and its unique quick-release filter replacement feature allows for seamless filter replacement, unlike any others on the market. Go to getcanopy.co to save $25 on your Canopy filtered showerhead purchase today with Canopy's hassle-free filter subscription. Even better, our listeners can use the code SEXYUNIQUE at checkout to save an additional 10% off their Canopy purchase. Hurry, your hair and skin will thank you.